Now, many of us love the soaps, Coronation Street, EastEnders, Emmerdale, they dominate for many our TV viewing, but are fans being driven away by dark, outlandish plots with too much violence, suffering and misery? The BBC presenter and TV critic Mark Lawson thinks that they are. He's told the Radio Times that viewers are being put off by too much melodrama and catastrophe in the storylines. I thought that's what soaps were all about. Is he right? Here's a taste of some recent episodes from those three big soaps.
The scan also detected a mass on your liver. It's a very aggressive cancer.
We got married yesterday.
Sinead, this cancer's not going to be cured.
Oh, please! Stand still! Put the gun down!
Let me through or I'll kill her. She's pregnant.
Where's Phil? Oh, Frank! Oh, Dad!
That's horrendous for this time on a Wednesday morning. Joining us, the showbiz reporter Kelly Allen and the commentator Andrea McVeigh. Sorry, I was about to Andre you there. Maybe at home you do watch the soaps, huge numbers still do, and maybe there's a particular reason why you like to watch them. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Andrea, we'll start with you. Are they getting too dark, too depressing to watch?
I don't think so. I mean, I think soaps are a victim of their own success, really. I remember the days when it used to be on like twice a week, and then it went to 4 times a week, and then it was 5 times a week. So they had to keep like upping the sort of entertainment factor and the drama and the, you know, just the thrill of it, really. But they're also now these days up against mainstream programs that are incredibly popular, like Killing Eve and Line of Duty. So they have to reflect the changing tastes of the public. And obviously, you know, the same soap lines are recycled all the time. So at Christmas, people always die and there are always births at Christmas and, you know, marriages take place on Valentine's Day and you know, on people's deathbeds and things like that. They reflect real life issues in a dramatic fashion, and people watch soaps for entertainment. You know, it's not a documentary. People know what they're watching. But at the same time, because they are real life issues like illness, death, birth, affairs, people running off,
Let's be honest, though.
People do talk about that.
Yeah, but I don't.
I mean, I remember watching.
I don't really watch the soaps, right?
But if you
did live somewhere like EastEnders, if you lived in that area, my goodness, surely you would move away. Nothing fun or positive ever happens, Kelly Allen, and it's the most, you know, maybe it's just reflecting life for some people.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I wouldn't want to live in Albert Square. I think your chances dying or being raped or becoming an alcoholic or somebody running off your husband really increases compared to anywhere else. But yeah, I think sort of what Andrea says there, the problem was the soaps were twice a week. They used to have two big storylines a year, Easter holidays, Christmas holidays, and they'd build to those. And you'd sort of go, oh, what's the big Christmas storyline? But now it is every week there's some sort of explosion, some sort of drama. They are chasing the ratings. With Netflix, with
yeah, but you said it yourself, Kelly. Drama. You know, if it wasn't very dramatic, would we still watch? Would people watch in their millions if it was all very nice, polite, and everyone had a lovely time? Even if you look at a movie, you look at those Netflix series, that you know, there is conflict, there is drama, there are real life issues in all of those.
I'm not saying they don't need conflict. I just said they don't need so much. I mean, one of the things that people used to love about Coronation Street was the sort of comedy moments, especially with the older characters, and they seem to have been lost. It's just sort of extreme event after extreme event. And it is quite harrowing, especially when it's 7:30 at night when you're having your dinner. You want to relax from the day. And you really want to be hit with all this sort of violent TV.
You should be catching up on Nolan Live when you're having your dinner. let's talk about, for example, Coronation Street. Now, I don't really watch the soaps, but I have caught that there is a cancer storyline at the moment, Andrea. And that is something. It's a young woman who is going through cancer, and the outlook doesn't look great. Now, I know it's fictitious, but that is something that people will be living on a daily basis, and they may see some kind of comfort in having that portrayed on screen, or they may actually find it even harder to watch.
Well, that's true. I think if I was in that situation, I would find it harder to watch. And I was a young woman with cancer, so I would choose not to watch that storyline at that time. But being in a different time frame now, I would watch that storyline. And I remember watching soap when I was a child and a teenager with my mom. And, you know, the thing about, like, the first gay character on EastEnders or the first gay kiss on Brookside.
Brookside, yes.
You know, these were things that people talked about, and it was important that people could talk about it. And even, you know, a cancer storyline, I remember, I can't think of the Mitchell mum, played by Barbara Windsor.
Peggy Mitchell.
Peggy Mitchell, when she had her breast cancer as well. And it was a way for people to talk about things. It was a way to see that your life reflected on TV and to realise that you weren't alone and to see how these fictional characters dealt with real life issues, okay, in a very dramatic fashion. But there were still issues that everybody can relate to. And I think for some people, as you say, yes, that would be important and that would be comforting. For other people, depending on their circumstances, you know, it's not the right time to watch something like that, and you can always turn off. But, you know, these are things that people are going through every day, and some people don't have a support network of family and friends, maybe. So seeing their lives reflected on TV, it can be very, very important to them, whether they're coming out as gay or whether they're going through cancer or whether their husband's had an affair, you know, all the sort of mundane. Obviously, the murders and things like that are a bit more extreme. But then, you know, we're now watching series like Peaky Blinders on TV. You know, the whole atmosphere of what we watch on TV has changed. Things have become more extreme and more violent. And I think soaps are just reflecting that in order to obviously keep up the rating.
But we talk about how it's kind of be harrowing and hard to watch the serious storylines. You mentioned Peaky Blinders. I got bored halfway through the first series. I know loads love it, but it's so violent,
yeah,
and it's so aggressive. After a while, it's almost like you're going to be numbed by the aggression that happens in it. So
are
we maybe all becoming, you know, harder to shock, harder to impress, harder to feel emotion, and therefore these scriptwriters have got to up the ante and really, you know, really slap you across the face with the storyline?
Well, in some storylines, because don't forget there are different storylines in each episode and throughout, you know, because soaps run all year round. They don't take a break like drama series for maybe like 6 or 9 months and then come back. They run all year round. So in between all those dramatic storylines, there are mundane things, you know, people doing their exams or teenagers getting their first boyfriend or girlfriend or things like that.
They're always tiny, tiny wee storylines. Let's go to the phones. Our own Bette Gilroy, Norman and Bangor. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Vinny.
Do you watch the soaps? I bet you do.
I wouldn't even watch the soaps. My wife watches them.
I bet you do, Norman. I don't believe that for a second.
No, why would I want to see somebody throwing beer down their necks down in the pub? If I wanted to see that, I could walk into any bar and see it. And all you see is drugs, domestic violence.
But that's a reality for a lot of people. And when you watch movies, when you watch, you know, we keep talking about these Netflix, these download series, but they're all full of conflict.
I would rather watch a good documentary or African wildlife programs like that.
Wildlife?
Wildlife. Richard Attenborough. I would rather watch films like that.
The last time you were on this programme, Norman, talking about your TV habits, you were talking about that Naked Attraction programme on Channel 4.
I know, that there should be taken off. If somebody has to stand naked on a television...
Well, maybe you should stop watching it then.
They get a date, mm-hmm, but then there's something wrong with them. So they can't go out for a nice entertainment and meet a nice girl or a nice fella,
uh-huh,
without having to go on a television and stand naked for all the...
I believe they were doing auditions.
Well, then there's something wrong with them.
They were doing auditions here, Norman.
Eh?
Naked Attraction, I think they were doing auditions in Belfast for the next series.
Did you go, Vinny?
No. Did you?
No, and I wouldn't be near them either.
No, and we're all glad to hear that. Wouldn't. Norman, thank you. Kevin and Sainfield. Good morning, Kevin.
Vinny, I disagree. I mean, I think soaps are completely unrealistic. I used to be a major EastEnders fan, but I haven't watched it in a lifetime now because it's too depressing. There was a journalist one time wrote a brilliant article saying that, you know, like, take Coronation Street, for example, your man, Mike Baldwin, remember, he owned a factory and all.
Yes, the pant factory.
Yeah, I mean, these shows like are meant to, you know, reflect, you know, be a mirror to society, and it's not the truth. Like, I mean, you know... they didn't talk about like the minimum wage. I mean, at the time, like they were going on about the minimum, and they said, like, well, if he had to introduce the minimum wage, you know, so it would
you want a drama about the minimum wage?
Yeah, but I mean, but
it doesn't sound very sexy or exciting, does it?
But it's meant to be real life, Lenny. That's a real life.
So are issues like cancer and like say for example a car accident. And I know they dramatize these things, but again they're trying to grab our attention from all these other options we have to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, take like for example like EastEnders. Like I mean, every character is jumping into bed. You know, they can't have any marriage. You know, they always have to be. You know, the female characters have to have, you know, loads of affairs and abortions and all. I mean, it doesn't really reflect.
I don't know
real life,
in terms
you know?
Of the female characters. There's lots of male characters that were also having affairs whenever I did watch the odd episode. Kevin, thank you. Anne in Lisburn. Anne, sorry, we don't have a lot of time for you, but go ahead.
I absolutely agree with those two men that were on before. I have stopped watching Emmerdale.
So what do you watch now, Anne?
I watch classic Coronation Street.
Classic Corey.
Classic Coronation Street.
Do you know what I like to watch? What do you call it? Keeping Up Appearances. I like that. Mrs. Bouquet. She reminds me of Stephen.
Right. Well, Coronation Street, we do watch it, but it's getting, like EastEnders, it's getting too depressing now.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you, Andrea McVeigh. Thank you very much. And Kelly Allen, thank you as well.